Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And my next guest is Craig Newmark, probably better known to you as Craig from Craigslist, the website that has revolutionized classified advertising. He's also very into citizen journalism on the web and keeping the internet free and open, which actually could become an issue, and we'll talk about that. And as we inaugurate our new studios today, better integration between radio and the web to serve all of you better is definitely one of the hallmarks of what we expect to be doing here on Varick Street. And Craig is one of the people who's definitely a role model in that regard. So, Craig, it's great to have you back on WNYC. Thank you for helping us be ready on day one.
Hey, it's my pleasure. It's good to be back.
Now, as I mentioned, one of the things we've been trying to do and one of the things we want to do in this new space is continue to use the web to bring our listeners together. And you've told a story about what happened to the New Orleans Craigslist site after Hurricane Katrina. Can you tell our listeners that story?
In brief, what happened that day is that the, let's say, survivors of the hurricane started using our site, repurposing it, to let friends and family know where they wound up. Similarly, friends and family started asking where their loved ones were located. Within a day, other people were offering survivors housing, and in a couple of days, people were offering survivors jobs.
That takes a certain amount of being able to let go, right? To sit back and from your perspective, and let people communicate peer-to-peer. Does it worry you at all to relinquish control in that way?
At first, it had worried me, not only in that regards, but when I gave up a management role in Craigslist, I realized that as a manager, I kind of suck, and turned the job over to Jim Buckmaster, who's good at it. These days I act as a customer service rep.
What makes a good manager of Craigslist?
Well, the person has to be much tougher and more detail-oriented than I am, and much more persistent.
Now, listeners, again, if you want to call in today, we have a temporary call-in number for now in our new space. In fact, I've set it aside, and I forgot it already. Let's see. It's 646-778-3729. If you want to talk to Craig Newmark, founder of Craigslist today, 646-778-3729, which corresponds with 778-FRAY. So get in the fray at 646-778-3729 if you want to talk to Craig Newmark today. And you will be among the speakers at the Personal Democracy Forum at Jazz at Lincoln Center next Monday and Tuesday, which this show will be also covering and participating in. Does that title have meaning to you, Personal Democracy? Because I think people who don't know your work well assume, well, Craig, okay, he's about classified advertising. But you're about more than that online, aren't you?
Yeah. Outside of Craigslist, I've seen that this is a big year for our country, where we're trying to restore democracy back to the country and back to the White House in particular. It's time to take it personally. And recently, I've been inspired to go far beyond that, which I've done in the past, trying to help out.
How, for example?
Well, in a number of areas. One, where I've been trying to back up journalistic efforts to revive investigative journalism. For example, two groups in New York, actually three groups, one actually is out here, are working together now to do better investigative reporting regarding the presidential elections. I'm thinking of the Huffington Post Off the Bus group. Then there are the people at newassignment.net, led by Jay Rosen at NYU. They're working with a group out here called newstrust.net, led by Fabrice Florin. The idea is to figure out how to do better investigative reporting and how to report on the best of it and how to figure out what you can trust.
Yeah, we have partnered with Huffington Post's Off the Bus project, doing some citizen journalism, kind of pro-am journalism, you know, us as the professionals and the listeners as the amateurs, and seeing what we could do together during the campaign. Maybe we'll do more. And the panel that I'll be moderating at the Personal Democracy Forum will include Jay Rosen, who you mentioned, who's one of the creators of this idea of crowdsourcing. The name of your specific panel is Great New Political Applications. And I wonder if there's anything in particular about this election year when it comes to online political organizing that excites you.
Well, frankly, it's the Barack Obama campaign. The message there is, well, let's all work together to get stuff done. And that's a pretty positive message. The idea is this year, not only in the U.S., but in a lot of countries, people are beginning to work together to make life better for everyone. And this has never happened before, not in this magnitude. We see it also reflected in this country that lots of young people are registering and voting for the first time. This is a big deal.
So you're coming out. This is an endorsement, Craig, for Barack?
Oh, I've been supporting Barack for some time. I should say that I'm also among those people wondering what happened to John McCain, because he used to be for the kind of values we all share, like rule of law, but now he seems to be a different guy.
Well, there's your full disclosure on your political stance anyway. You beat Al Gore to the punch. That took a lot of courage, endorsing Obama now, didn't it?
I don't really think I have any particular courage or anything like that. It's just that sometime a person has to stand up. But I've never taken big credit for any of that. There are a lot of people who are risking far more than I do.
Let's take a phone call. Maria in Queens. You're on WNYC. Hi, Maria.
Oh, hi. Hello. Yes, I own a small Spanish school in Manhattan. And I just wanted to let Craig know that I'm really, really grateful for this service. My small business could have never succeed the first 2 years of operation without this website. It is still now for us impossible to pay the common newspapers and magazine rate for advertiser services. So that was it. I just wanted to thank so much for this service. We love it.
Craig, do you want to say anything directly to Maria?
Maria, thanks. I really do appreciate it. We're going to keep the faith, and we're just going to keep doing what we're doing right now. Boy, I'm even doing customer service now, and the idea is what we do is that we just keep plugging away every day trying to do the right thing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That means a lot for us.
Maria, thank you very much. Craig Newmark, founder of Craigslist, my guest on WNYC. Now, you're not one of those 22-year-old Googillionaires who dreamed up an online game in your college dorm and watched it go viral. You're a 55-year-old baby boomer, if the bio of you I read is accurate. Were you an early adopter of web technology?
I guess I was. In 1994, I was at Charles Schwab, and even back then, going around and showing people what the net was like, and started using it back then, just started doing things slowly and steady. In the race between tortoise and hare, I'm a tortoise, and so is the company.
What was your first computer? Did you have one of those? I'm trying to think of that of the brand, that early thing that was Commodore. Did you have a Commodore 64 or anything like that?
No, I did skip over that. In high school, we had an old IBM 1620. In Morristown, New Jersey, but my first computer in terms of ownership was an original IBM PC in 82.
Eli in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Eli.
Yeah, I wanted to first thank Craig for the addition of the tool listings. That's been invaluable for me to build my business and to get rid of stuff and help others that need to get a hold of stuff. The question I have is, why don't you have advertising of any sort? And since you don't, how do you guys make money?
The decision for no advertising, specifically no banners, that was made at the end of 97. The folks at Microsoft Sidewalk said, hey, we'll pay you going rates for banner ads, and that would have been enough for me to live on. But I think a lot of advertising is kind of dumb and slows the site down. So that's when I committed to no such ads. The way we pay for the site, well, in 99, I asked our community, hey, what's the right way to pay the bills and maybe do a little better? And people said, charge advertisers who already paid too much for less effective ads. And they specifically said, sure, charge for stuff like real estate ads or job ads. So today, we charge for 11 cities job ads, and we charge in New York and New York alone for broker apartment listings.
Oh, so only brokers?
Only brokers. The deal is that in New York, as you know better than me, real estate is a blood sport.
Mm.
And the brokers actually asked us to charge them because it got rid of a certain variety of scams, plus it cut down on their need to repeatedly post and repost. There still is abuse, and I handle misbehaving apartment brokers in New York to some extent every day.
Tell me a story along those lines, can you?
Well, even now, I'm working on a few reports about apartment brokers posting in our buy owner section, which is free and no commission, so more desirable. Some of them still post there. I have volunteers who look out for everyone, and then we just get rid of them one by one. We reason with them, and if that doesn't work, we block them. A better story might be my habit when I visit Manhattan of walking around neighborhoods. That's fun, but if I see an agency I recognize, I'll drop in unexpectedly. That's met at first by disbelief and then panic.
And then what?
And then panic, often followed by photography after.
And here is a comment on our webpage that says Craigslist is great, but for one thing, spam. The amount of spam that has infected Craigslist nowadays makes it frustrating to use at times. Would Craigslist consider forcing users to register to post? I think that would help make the site more useful, writes Jack in Brooklyn.
Okay. We do have a spam problem. That's our highest priority right now. Let's say every day I look at, certain internal reports we have and get rid of a lot of it. It's also dropped a great deal recently since we've implemented new measures. But it is a problem. We're making real progress, but we have to keep going and making even more progress based on that.
Someone told me you personally email people who are causing a problem on the site. Is that true?
I will when it seems productive. Some of the bad guys are good at covering their tracks, but we're very, very persistent.
Dennis in Manhattan, you're on WNYC with Craig from Craigslist.
Hi, Craig. Again, I'm a huge fan of everything you've done for the community at large. And my question to you is regarding the New York Times article a few weeks ago that suggested that eBay is attempting, as a minority shareholder, to in some way assert its power for perhaps increasing amounts of advertising or just control outright.
That's something I am not fully up to speed on, but if you want to get the current information, take a look at blog.craigslist.org, and especially the entry called Tainted Love. Jim Buckmaster, who's CEO, has been writing those, and it turns out he's a much better writer than I ever expected.
All right. So you're gonna leave that for that. And you do have a blog, which is, I guess, what you just referenced. That's craigsblog.org?
Oh, there's two blogs involved. Blog.craigslist.org is the company blog. Me, just to indulge myself, I have a blog, cnewmark.com, like craignewmark.com. It's cnewmark.com, and there either I'm indulging my sense of humor or I'm often doing things like promoting the efforts of other people who are doing really good stuff.
Phil in Manhattan, you're on WNYC with Craig Newmark. Hi, Phil.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
Hey, Craig, it's a big coincidence for me to actually hear you online because I used Craigslist for the first time on on Sunday, and my story is I was flying out to Virginia for a motorcycle event and motorcycle race event, and I got to JFK and realized that in my hurry to leave, I'd forgotten my helmet and that the stores weren't going to be open Monday morning, so I really badly needed a helmet, and I had about 7 or 8 minutes of battery left on my iPhone, so I went straight to the web and looked up Craigslist, Raleigh, Durham, and found people selling crash helmets and left messages for 10 people saying, please leave me a message. I'm going to be on a plane, but leave me a message if you can meet tonight to sell me a helmet. And by the time I landed in Raleigh, Durham, I had 6 or 7 responses from different people, including one guy that was 10 minutes from the airport. And so I got in my rental car and drove there and got a helmet. It was sensational. I was very impressed. So, Thank you.
Craig, we have a minute left in the segment. I'll bet you'd like to bask in that.
Well, I appreciate it. It feels good. But my next thought is that there's plenty of work more to do. And
also, some people, there have been stories of people in that kind of face-to-face encounter via Craigslist getting ripped off, right? So how much can you trust people? How much is your model dependent on the trustworthiness of the people who use your site?
Well, actually, very, very little of that happens. And the bad guys realize that we're good at tracing the bad guys. We're good at helping the cops while respecting due process and the Bill of Rights. But it does happen. People abuse our site, and then we're good at dealing with them.
Craig Newmark, founder of Craigslist. We'll see you. Maybe I'll run into you next Monday or Tuesday at the Personal Democracy Forum at Jazz at Lincoln Center. Your panel is going to be great new political applications. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC on day one from Varick Street.